Allison Adams Tucker is a jazz artist on the move who has made her travels the focus of her musical journey, singing in six languages and extending the repertoire with songs from composers around the world. She's performing songs from her latest recording, Wanderlust, in our Atherton studio next weekend. She's on the phone with us from the West Coast. Hi, Allison.
Hi, aloha.
It's a kind of timely for you to be doing this album because it kind of describes the career you've made for yourself, doesn't it?
It seemed a real natural fit when producer Matt Pearson came up with the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. And it's something that I've kind of touched on in previous albums, but having the crux of the Wanderlust travel bug be the theme for this album was a lot of fun because it's really where my passion lies.
It really reflects the way jazz has traveled over the last couple of generations to become the international art form that it now is, yeah?
I was just thinking about that. This morning I got a video link for the International Jazz Day celebration in Havana, Cuba, mm-hmm. which happened on the 30th, just a few days ago, and got to watch the show and was reminded of how international this American art form has become. And there really are no defining boundaries anymore.
Well, that's a very welcome change because, you know, jazz was due to have a new infusion into the repertoire, don't you think?
I think it's part of the definition of jazz. I mean, having freedom to interpret anything, any genre of music in an improvisational way,
mm-hmm.
it requires infusion of cultures and infusion of regions and maybe even, you know, sub-regions, small regions, even if they were down in good old New Orleans, you know, the neighborhoods. We're going to have infusion of all kinds of flavors of cultures.
Well, it's like a shark. It has to keep swimming or it dies, right?
Oh, wow, interesting.
I don't know why popped into my head, but you know what I mean, that if jazz isn't moving forward, then it's kind of something else.
It's dead.
Hey,
it's
I wanted
pop,
to...
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not that pop is dead.
But you know, jazz, let's just say it can never be allowed to stagnate, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I want to play a couple of quick samples from this Wanderlust record, and the first one is you're singing in Japanese.
Yes, and probably the language that is most comfortable to me. I spent the most time living in that country, and I have a very dear place in my heart for it.
Let's hear a taste of that.
Great.
Now, that takes a good deal of familiarity with the language to be able to render properly, doesn't it?
That song is actually a song of the region that I lived in, and it's especially dear. I kind of incorporated a little bit of the way that we spoke in my town of Maizuru in Kyoto Prefecture, and that song is Takeda no Komori Utan, Takeda Lullaby,
mm-hmm.
and Takeda is in Kyoto Prefecture just a few train stops away from where I lived. And I wanted to have the flavor of the way that I speak to my friends in that small region, which is different than the way that you would speak to someone in the city of Kyoto or Osaka or even much more differently in Tokyo.
It takes a close understanding of you're talking about a regional dialect now. We've also got a quick sample of you singing in Portuguese.
Agosto de Março, yeah, one of my favorites, by the great Antonio Carlos Jobim.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É o resto de topo, é pouco sozinho. É caco de vidro, é vida e o sol. É a noite, morte, é o laço, o anzol. É peraba do campo, é no da madeira.
Allison, you mentioned Jobim, and just that one composer alone has done so much for jazz, hasn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd say he and Vinicius G. Moraes and all of his brothers, his musical brothers that started that bossa nova movement back in the late 50s we're the beginning of fusing jazz with Brazilian music.
Yeah. Well, and there's just a lot of life there, you know. Just the way those songs are constructed is offers a different set of challenges, doesn't it?
It does. And the complexity of the chord changes and intervals, and then you throw in the Brazilian rhythms, of which there are hundreds.
Yeah.
And they are born into these people almost genetically, something that I really had to continue to work a lot on to
yeah.
understand from a musical way.
Well, in both those examples, Allison, you have the thing where the musical feel is very much a part of a local culture, and you can't be superficial about it, can you?
I guess some people can, and there are people that would enjoy that, enjoy listening to that, and people who would enjoy giving it that way. However, it's not the way that I.
You're not one of them.
To sound.
Yeah.
It's got to be on a personal and authentic level.
Which takes quite a bit of study, and that's, of course, informed by your travels as well, I would think.
Most definitely informed by my travels, and then just the digital age that we live in now. There are so many opportunities to educate yourself at home, just on the internet, listening to countless live versions of various people, from pro down to amateur, down to, you know, just hobbyist,
yeah.
performing their native tongue, for example, in a song that they enjoy, and just kind of getting the differences in phrasing and pronunciation and emotion in songs is one of the things that I do when I'm learning a new song, and if it's not in my language.
Well, Allison, we'll look forward to hearing you. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you again, Chris.
You bet. Allison Adams Tucker will open the 2017 Atherton summer season on Friday, May 12th, with Wanderlust, described as a travel memoir in song. You can get details on our Facebook page, The Conversation.
In Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore.